As the Blessed Rex speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our mighty presence to bless him, to keep clear the pathway, so that there may be done through those under this radiation everything possible to protect all the younger generation, all who carry the responsibilities of this world and this nation in the future. Beloved ones of the Blessed Saint Germain's family, in coming to you tonight, I trust I may be of service to you and reveal something of some of our activities with which we have been concerned and which are bearing fruit in many, many ways. We have been busy in diplomatic circles and certain activities concerning this nation, of which we are all a part. And if I may be of assistance to you in helping you to realize what the strength and the light of the Ascended Master's wisdom can do for you ahead of time to prepare the way, so that when you must accomplish something in the physical world, every means is at hand by which your accomplishment will be successful. Most people, in handling conditions of the outer world, wait until they are enveloped in the condition, or others who have gone into the activity ahead of you have already taken the commanding attitude and are holding control of conditions that make you accept whatever happens to be in action. If you will do this work ahead of time and call for the Ascended Masters' light and strength of their wisdom to go before you and prepare the way, it would enable many times one or more of the ascended host to pour into a situation the violet consuming flame or a strengthening power of protection to that which is constructive. Then when you move into action concerning the accomplishment of your victory, you won't have the opposition to mow down before you can accomplish that which you wish to attain. The outer world is so full of confusion, especially in diplomatic channels and in governmental channels of every nation in the world. And that is due to the confusion in the people themselves. Anything that affects the feeling world, the mental world, are the people of a nation automatically gathers its momentum and acts through the government of that nation. And sometimes it looks like a hopeless task to untangle the conditions that affect so many, many people throughout the world. But so far as you are concerned, because of the protection beloved Saint Germain has given and wants to give you for the preserving of the constructive activities within the nation, it would be not only very wise, but it's going to be imperative that you demand the invincible strength and wisdom of the Ascended Master's light in you to prevent confusion anywhere around you. And my dear ones, you will be amazed when that confusion subsides how easy it is to go forth and accomplish something constructive that takes you forward to greater mastery and greater freedom. When we were in the retreat in India, in the Cave of Symbols, the time we studied there, These things that affect the world were shown us. And individuals who will take the responsibility of calling forth into outer world conditions the ascended master's wisdom and power of light that consumes and prevents confusion in all government channels of every nation can be of tremendous protection to that which is constructive. So, blessed ones, in affecting your own world, this is not only very valuable, but it prevents many, many problems that otherwise will continue to distress you until they are completely annihilated or solved. Now, supposing we take a problem that needs solving, instead of letting the mind search, so to speak, in the outer world for the solution of that problem, make it command your attention, go directly to your beloved Mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, and demand the Ascended Master's wisdom and strength of the light to solve that problem as the Ascended Masters would solve it, which does not leave any aftermath of another problem or distress of any kind. And if in calling forth for the solution of a problem, you will always demand the illumining wisdom of the Ascended Masters that prevents confusion, you will not have cross currents in the mental and feeling world that constantly interfere with that which your Mighty I Am Presence wants to make clear to your outer consciousness, that you may act quickly and successfully in all contacts with people of the outer world. Now, we were trained in this, and the beloved Saint Germain is a master presence of the diplomatic solution of all problems. And of course, being ascended, it's no trouble to dissolve that which opposes the perfection of the light. But you, in the unascended state, need to do what we did. And that is to call forth the illumining wisdom of the Ascended Master's strength and power of the light that forever solves problems ahead of time, so you really never have to handle them in the outer. Now, every human being has these experiences at the inner level. Some, you may call it the dream state or when the body is asleep. And many times, the battle is in the mental and feeling world. Well, if you do not conquer it there by the illumining wisdom and power of the Ascended Master's light, then it becomes a physical condition through which you must pass. And in order to be successful, you must positively command that the Ascended Master's wisdom hold control instead of any of the conditions of the outer world's way and means of solving problems. You see, down through the ages, there has gathered such accumulation of wrong ideas and wrong feelings that you are constantly under the pressure of that energy until you clear the atmosphere of your own world by your own conscious command. And once you clear that, and you demand the Ascended Master's illumining wisdom to hold control in everything you do, that becomes an expanding light. Then when you take a responsibility, you call that into action, then that light goes into the condition. And as you move from one victorious accomplishment to another, you will find the greatest joy you have ever experienced in just using this decree to master everything as you move forward to greater and greater attainment before your ascension. Now, the ascended ones gave us, as they did you, the use of their ascended master consciousness. And since their ascended master consciousness is the light of all wisdom, they can reach through their consciousness to anything in the universe and find out what is there, and if necessary, draw the power of what is there into their outer use to produce perfect manifestation. Now you can do the same thing. You can reach to your beloved I Am Presence first, and then to the ascended master's limitless illumining wisdom, and charge it into your affairs to absolutely master conditions. Then, as you gain the momentum of this, as you practice it, and it becomes easy for you to do, wherever you move in the business world, you will be successful. And people will marvel at your accomplishment. So, beloved ones, I give it to you for your future business success, as well as for your attainment of the greater powers of your own mastery, and ultimately the attainment of the ascension. This needs to be drawn into business conditions because of the chaotic activities produced by selfishness, which must be removed. Therefore, if you move into action with the ascended masters, illumining wisdom and strength and power of the light to absolutely compel the annihilation of confusion, then it's as if the sun bursted into you and your affairs, and you will be amazed at the way problems and distress and limitation will drop away just as a natural course of events, because you are in this world to gain mastery. And mastery means the perfect constructive control of all energy. And it also means the drawing forth of all the powers of your higher mental body into your outer physical use, into your outer physical conditions of this world. And that's the only way the world can be perfected. It's the only way by which anything can be changed in this world to become the perfection of the ascended master's octave. So, since the incoming civilization is to be filled with these magnificent blessings which your beloved Saint Germain described to you, and since this marvelous perfection is to come into America first, then you who are to experience and enjoy that perfection should be prepared to exert your power and ascended master wisdom that holds protection of what is given you for the blessing of future generations. Now, you may just as well begin to use this in your daily affairs now as to wait until some world event forces you to use it for self-preservation. So, blessed ones, you can be very wise children of the light if you call the ascended master's illumining wisdom into your business affairs to prevent the confusion that delays your supply or tries to interfere with that which is already in your outer use. Everything that you want sustained in your world must be protected by the Ascended Master's invincible power of protection and the illumining wisdom in the control of that which you desire manifest is absolutely imperative if your good is to be sustained. And with your assistance in this matter, we will be able to render much greater service to you all and to the nation. And I know that you will not be found wanting, because already beloved Saint Germain has charged enough of this into your outer use to make you successful so long as you hold to the light and you demand the strength and the power of the light of the Ascended Master's octave to come into you and your world and master every condition you contact, but master it without struggle, without confusion, and certainly without failure. So your own success of the future depends on this. Your own freedom from destructive forces depends on this. The survival of everything constructive within the nation depends on this. And we are hoping that you will be phenomenal as you do this in your own business affairs. And then what the world calls miracles will become your daily experiences. And you may just as well have them as to accept the confusion and the struggle that the outer world has imposed upon this nation. And if you will be its defenders against that, there isn't a thing the Ascended Host won't do for you. And I trust with every atom of my being that the love the mighty Saint Germain has poured to you all through the centuries will now return to him a thousandfold by your determination to draw the mighty powers that he wields into yourselves and into your business affairs to reveal to the rest of the world his mastery here. And I hope you, of all the people on the earth, will respond to him quickly and render that service that will bless you and all for eternity. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, this has very definite bearing on your education, on your business, on your pageants, and on everything with which you come in contact. And so, blessed ones, there is no height you may not reach as you call this illumining wisdom, the Ascended Master's illumining wisdom, and their strength and power of the light in you to absolutely prevent confusion. Don't forget this. It's very vitally important at this time, because mankind's conditions of the outer world are almost reaching the point of saturation, and certainly the masses of the people in thought and feeling are confused. You can clear your own atmosphere. You can clear the mental and feeling world of others. You can render limitless service, and you can always be successful. There will be no such thing as failure in your existence, because the beloved Saint Germain and the great divine director are doing for you exactly in these classes and in your pageants the same thing he did for us in the retreat in India. only you're taking your experiences in the outer world while we were held in seclusion until a certain momentum was gained. And now there is no limit to the momentum that you may gain in this, in the use of that which the Ascended Masters have offered, not just for your convenience and purification, but to be a light within the nation that steadies and protects all that is constructive and stands its guard until the final removal of the evil forces from the life of this world is accomplished forever. And in the service of the diplomatic world, if any of you happen to be in those channels, as the years go on, you can render boundless service and blessing to life in every set of circumstances by calling the illumining wisdom of the Ascended Master's strength of the light into a condition, because you're not using your strength of the light. You are using our strength of the light from the Ascended Master's octave, which they have given to us. And they have given it to you. And combining that with all that is constructed within the nation, you can save this nation. I know you will try, as will every person that is constructive, until the final accomplishment brings the victory into this world for eternity. Oh, there is nothing that you cannot have when you want to overcome evil by the Ascended Master's powers. There are many powers of which you have never heard. There are many that you can use right now. And while you may not be aware of them now, when you call the Ascended Master's illumining wisdom and their strength of the light into you or into any condition, then those powers begin to be released into your outer use to make your way easier, to enable you to do things you've never done before, and to enable other people to look up to the light and decide to turn their back upon evil. Their backs are to the wall right now by the fear and selfishness and confusion the sinister force has imposed upon every life stream it could affect. And now with this which you have the right to call into outer physical conditions, I tell you, you can overwhelm everything in this world that is of the sinister force. Therefore, this becomes an armor of power for you all to use, and it will bring you the invincible mastery while yet unascended that enables you to accomplish the things for the nation that protect it against that which otherwise would cause distress to all. And you can help the younger generation to accomplish this also and take one life stream after another out of the clutches of destructive forces. For I assure you, when you charge Ascended Masters illumining wisdom and strength and power of their light in and around an individual, it clears the atmosphere and enables that one to see the right thing to do and help to give the strength to do it the same as it will help you. And so let us go forward. And as we accomplish one victory after another, make your demand upon the cosmic law that everything perfect that comes forth now in America be made eternal in America, and then pour its blessing for eternity to the rest of the world. And there isn't a power of light in the universe that could say you nay. So when you love perfection enough, when you love life enough to move into action with this power, you will find the redeeming Christ has come into outer world conditions to drive back the hordes of the shadows under the all-encompassing light has forever covered everything and entered into everything and will take its dominion in America first and then throughout the world. And you can prevent that which the destructive forces are trying to impose upon the land. May the legions who ever guard the mentality of mankind ever come to your assistance and give you every conceivable inspiration and blessing to enjoy the miracles that you have a right to create and that you can leave as a blessing for eternity and which you can command to become an eternal part of this world. And all of it is contained within the ascended master's illumining wisdom and the strength and the power of their light in which no shadow can ever exist. May you go forward victorious in everything you undertake and enjoy your freedom as you compel destructive forces to cease existence. With all my heart, I shall welcome you and give you every assistance in any channel that your mighty I Am presence directs you in the service of the nation for the freedom of all. May our love enfold you and our victory ever expand through you until all have claimed the land that is the heart of the world, out of connection with anything but the ascended master's perfection that is its destiny and its eternal freedom. For I assure you, the ascended master's strength and power of the light, directed by their illumining wisdom, is the freedom that all life craves and can have and must come for the freedom of all. And thank you with all our love. And to you, beloved Rex, thank you for being the guarding presence of the younger generation. May we give every cooperation for their protection and the control of conditions within our country that affect them. May every young person in the world be enabled to face the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host and receive the blessings that stop all confusion everywhere forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such ascended master illumining wisdom and strength and power of the ascended master's light, that wherever we abide, confusion cannot come, and we are privileged to hold steady all we contact until all becomes the constructive way of life, and the ascended masters once again take their dominion on the earth and state the law of God to man and prevent distress forever. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with what you know we require the most to be that illumining wisdom and strength and power of your light and your obedience that forever prevents confusion everywhere forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, blessed Rex, Nada, and Pearl. And blessed Bob. And all who are guarding the young people of our land, come close into our outer activities. Make all feel your presence and do everything possible to set the young people free from everything that is not the great freedom which you enjoy this hour. and to the seven mighty Eruvim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels. We recall as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Eruvim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one. The sevenfold flame without and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into its distress, the ascended master's cosmic victorious action of the illumining wisdom and strength and power of the light of eternal victory. Let it take its dominion through us all and forever hold command. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding sun presence, of the ascended master's invincible, victorious, illumining wisdom. May the full strength and power of the ascended master's light light the way of everybody and everything under this radiation, wherever we abide, until no confusion can be existent anywhere for any reason. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all its blessings to those under this radiation. Expand them without limit to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. And now, great beings who govern the outpouring of the sacred fire, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensation, and now all the illumining wisdom of the ascended master's octave, and the strength and power of their light to hold command everywhere until no part of life is held in distress for any reason. And we thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the strength and power of its sacred fire presence clothe us in its sun of everlasting power and forever hold command.